Hey, welcome back to Colts Up Close. Again, JMV from 1070 The Fan. In this segment for Jeffrey Gorman, the normal host, and joining us now, the former Colts quarterback and Colts radio analyst, Jim Sorgi. Minicamp last week. We're going to get into that a little bit, too. But we kind of want to concentrate right now, Jim, on the wide receiver position. Going to be 35 years old as Reggie Wayne come November. We didn't see any signs of him slowing down a year ago. What type of season do you expect from Reg this year?
Well, he's going to be 35, but he's playing like he's 24. You know what I'm saying? He's entering his 13th season, and his production over his career has been amazing. But, you know, it's one of those things. He's just a consummate pro. He just comes to work every day. And the only thing I was disappointed in last season is his production was way high in the beginning of the season and then kind of tailed off toward the end of the season. I would like to see him sustain that throughout the season. But it's hard, you know, when – he was the only guy garnering all the attention from the defenses and stuff like that. So I expect him to have a good season this year, probably not as great, as spectacular as last season. But, you know, I mean, these numbers. And you know who threw Reggie his longest touchdown in his career, don't you?
I'm guessing you.
Yours truly.
See, right there.
71 yards against Denver. So, I'm always rooting for him.
Moving on from Reggie, too, and guys that were on the team a year ago, T.Y. Hilton had a great rookie season a year ago. How do you build on what we saw from him last year?
Well, I mean, he can get further. I think his speed, you know, his deep down the middle threat and his possession game threat, you know, are going to be huge for us. I like him in the slot with Reggie and Darius Hayward Bay on the outside. He had a spectacular season last year, 861 yards, was second in franchise history in receiving yards by a rookie. And that's saying a lot with all the receivers that have come here. But, you know, for a third round pick last year, I think he can get better, stronger, build up his body a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be hard to match the same production he had last year.
There's one guy that we've talked about a year ago who's also a rookie. That's Lavon Brazil. I think people are expecting a little bit more. I'm not going to say he was disappointed because he was not as a rookie, but people are expecting a little bit more out of him this year.
I think so. I like what he's done over the past month. I think he has really shown flashes of brilliance, especially just being in a new offense. But, you know, I just remember him making big plays last year when he needed it. I remember the Detroit game in the fourth quarter, he catching a 42-yard touchdown pass in that comeback. And those are the plays I expect him to make. I don't know if he'll be a starter this year, but I definitely think he can add depth to that wide receiver position and make us better.
Okay, guys that we're looking at in the offseason, and the big one obviously coming from Oakland, that's Darius Hayward Bay. Donnie Avery a year ago I think served a purpose. And I know he caught a lot of grief about dropping some passes here or there, but he still caught over 60 balls a year ago. And, you know, obviously was the difference maker in that Detroit game, that come from behind win in the month of November last year. But when you look at Darius Hayward Bay and the carousel of what was bad for him while in Oakland, he did a one-year deal to prove that whole Oakland thing was not his fault. He is a talented guy. What do you expect to see from him this year?
Well, I like his size, 6'2", 216 pounds, but he needs to play bigger on the field, I think. I mean, he needs to be that down-the-field presence for us with his speed and his height. You're right. He's on a one-year deal. He needs to prove himself. I think this is a perfect place to prove yourself. This is a franchise that has, you know, stability, unlike Oakland. But for being a first-round pick, he definitely needs to show up. He definitely needs to play bigger than he's been playing in the previous years. And I think he can do that here. He's not going to have the spotlight shined on him because he does have Reggie. He does have T.Y. But you look at this guy. He has Darius Hayward Bay, I'm talking. He has 4 100-yard receiving games in his career. T.Y. Hilton had 5. In his rookie season. So that's where he needs to step up. Consistency is where he needs to be.
I tell you what, it's low risk and high reward with Darius Hayward Bay for Ryan Grigson, because if it pays off, and then all you have to worry about is, well, can we re-sign him? And if it doesn't, then he moves on.
Right, and I respect it. I agree. A one-year deal is meant for is signed by a player because he feels like he can make more money and prove his worth. So I like him signing the one-year deal, and I like the Colts getting him on a one-year deal.
All right, two guys maybe people don't know a great deal about. A year ago, he was injured from Stanford. Griff Whalen is one. And then Nate Palmer is a guy that's kind of off everybody's radar right now, but I know the folks at the coaching staff of the Colts like him a great deal.
Well, let's go to Griff Whalen first. I like Griff Whalen. I think he showed flashes of brilliance last year in the preseason, come from Stanford, playing with Andrew Luck, had a great career at Stanford, led him in receiving yards in 2011. I think he played really well in the preseason. Obviously got hurt, spent the year on IR, but he looks strong. He definitely looks like he can help this team depth-wise. Then you go to Nate Palmer. Nate Palmer, an Indiana guy, a guy that I think can come in here if he can learn the offense. He's one of those guys that's going to have to you know, play his way into the game. He's going to have to make plays in the preseason, try to make this roster, and then hopefully, you know, get to buy some more playing time.
A little breakdown from the golden tones of the guy you're going to hear along with Bob Lamy on the Colts Radio Network this year. It's former Colts quarterback Jim Sorgi. Good wide receiver breakdown today.
Thanks, bud. I do my best.
Welcome back to Colts Up Close. Today, we're going to take a look at safety Antoine Bethea. He's an 8-year veteran out of Howard University, a 2-time Pro Bowler, and a Super Bowl champion. In each of the last 5 years, he has topped 100 tackles each season. He has never missed a start in his NFL career. He's the type of player that his coaches and teammates can count on each and every week.
You always hear coaches talk about consistency, and that's the one thing I always, you know, want to do. You know, I want my coaches and my players to be able to depend on me week in and week out. And, you know, that's something I really do take pride in, you know, just try to take care of my body on and off the field and, you know, just be there every Sunday.
Well, that's the key word is consistency. I mean, I've played with a lot of guys that were really talented, more talented than some guys that are playing in the NFL, but they weren't consistent and, you know, they're no longer playing professional football. But, you know, he's a guy, like I said, he can be very, very dependable and someone that a coach can count on, a teammate can count on, and you know, that's usually the key to longevity.
Somebody that, you know, is going to be steady. You know, he says he's pretty steady with a high-level play. And, you know, he's going to get guys lined up, and he's always going to be in the right place. So that's confident when you're playing nickel, you're playing cornerback.
Antoine Bethea came into the league as a 6th-round draft pick in the 2006 NFL draft and has worked his way into becoming one of the leaders for the Colts on and off the field.
In the classroom, they call him General. The coaches, you know, he knows pretty much. He finished the coach's sentences. He's just a great player, and he walks it. He doesn't just talk in your game. You know, he shows you every day he comes in here, puts in the work. Pro bowler, you know, some guys take that slightly with OTAs, and you know, but he's here with you and just showing you he's willing to put in the work as well.
Oh, he's a playmaker. He disguises coverage really well, and you see him communicating a good amount in the back end. You know, so when you send your guys in motion or something, you see everybody look back to him. So you know he's kind of the signal caller back there. Directing traffic, and I know as a defensive coach, a defensive coordinator, you're always looking for someone you can trust on the back end.
He's helped me out a lot since day one, you know, took me under his wing, and just by watching him and learning by how he studies, how he carries himself off the field, how he carries himself on the field, the communication, his work ethic, I learned a lot by not by just what he says, but just by watching him as well.
To see his work ethic, not only on the field, but in the meeting room, you know, he kind of, you know, helps the coaches run the meeting room also. And we're a young group, so having a guy, things going his 8th year this year, played a lot of good football, played a lot of postseason games, Pro Bowls, you know, so having a guy back there, you know, it's great for us.
Since 2006, Bethea has played alongside the likes of Bob Sanders, Melvin Bullitt, and Tom Zbikowski. Starting this season, he has a new safety partner in LaRon Landry on the field, but the two of them have already built a nice chemistry for what could be a very potent Colts secondary.
He's very intense, getting to the ball. You know, I spoke to him a couple times before he got here, and, you know, we just really excited just to play along with one another. You know, he kind of reminds me of when I first got here and Bob was here. You know, most definitely he's going to come downhill, he's going to hit you, you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun this year, just even with the new additions as well, with the front line and stuff like that, man. We're going to have a lot of fun this year playing alongside.
We kind of have a chemistry already together, you know. I've been training with him in Arizona for a while, you know. I know his background, he know my background, you know, we communicate a lot, so the chemistry is definitely going to be there.
I was telling my sister yesterday, and she doesn't look at football too much, but I was telling her, I think we can have one of the greatest secondaries in the league, you know. I think we can set the bar high, and I think we can capitalize and set all our goals. And right now, we just got to get the chemistry and just work with one another, and, you know, we'll get it done.
H.H. Gregg, the official appliances and electronics retailer of the Indianapolis Colts, has big savings for every room in your home. See everything at hhgregg.com. Go Colts! American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Indianapolis Colts. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Find an agent near you at amfam.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Newbold.
Huntington Bank is proud to be the official bank of the Indianapolis Colts. Welcome to this Up Close in the Community moment, presented by Huntington Bank.
Oh, we're playing softball, kind of going to beat up on Roy's team for a good cause, you know, children with cancer, Indiana Children's Wishbone. So it's great cause, and everybody's going to come out and have fun tonight. We have Reggie Wayne, Antoine Bethea, Andrew Luck, and a lot of the guys on the team. Spending their time, you know, helping support the cause, and so I appreciate it.
We get so much support from the fans during the season. I think to give back is only right. Thankful for Rob for inviting us out here. I think there's a great group of guys out here, so it should be a lot of fun.
Robert told me about it like last week that he has a softball game for the community, and just I'm always forward. You know, we just finished minicamp. I have nothing else to do, so we have some fun out here. Just giving back.
And I think anytime big names like Robert Mathis and Roy Hibbert put something on, you want to come. But for the Indiana Children's Wish Fund is a huge deal, too. We got a beautiful night, a great crowd. We're going to raise a lot of money. And softball is something you can't not have fun. So we're all excited to be here. A lot of guys turned out. It's just an honor to be here, man.
Let's do it, baby. That's how we do it.
Welcome back to Colts Up Close. Joining us now, one of the Colts rookies, made a huge impact this OTA offseason and here at minicamp. We're talking to Montori Hughes. So far, so good for you.
Yeah, I feel good, you know, being out here with the team and with the vets, you know, day by day, working hard and, you know, working to get to a championship and put together a good team.
Well, along with bringing a lot of size, a lot of athleticism and football knowledge, what have you been able to grasp and learn from some of these veterans?
Oh, just everyday work, you know, work ethic and just going out working on technique and the small things, you know, that make you a better player. So, you know, people like Rob and C-Red is just, you know, they've been around for a long time. So you just try to pick up on the small things they do so they, you know, I can have a good career just like them.
Montori, give us a little background. You're a man of big stature, a big man, very athletic, light on your feet. I mean, did you used to run track or play basketball when you were younger or what?
Didn't do no track, but I did play a little basketball in high school. So, you know, I still can get on a little court, do a little something. But, you know, right now I just mainly focus on football and, you know, just getting out there working on the small things and trying to be better.
Well, a few short months ago, you were the draft was waiting and you were wondering where you're going to end up in the league. When did you kind of have a knowledge that you were going to be playing on Sundays?
It's just, you know, as a little kid, you know, you dream about it. So it's just putting in the work every day and just, you know, still having that goal in mind and just working towards it just every single day and just trying to make yourself better. So being here is a blessing and just want to, you know, keep it going.
As a defensive tackle, you got to one-up that man right in front of you. And talk about what goes through your mind while you're staring at an offensive lineman trying to get the best out of him.
Oh, you got to dominate, you know. I'm a competitor, so I don't like losing. So just go in and just, like I said, just do your job and just, you know, go to win. You play to win, so that's what I do.
Head coach Chuck Pagano talks about the team, and how this atmosphere is going to win championships. Have you bought in?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, Coach Chuck is a great coach, and that's what it's all about, is winning a championship and hosting that trophy. So that's the goal, and that's what we're working towards every day.
TNT, they talk about tackle, nose tackle here, Robert Mathis and Josh Chapman, Corey Redding goes down the list. What does TNT mean to you?
It's just boom. That's what it means to me. You know, the D-line room, we're a very tight room, so just coming out and dominating, that's the first goal, is set the tone.
And talk about that closeness that you have with your teammates. You guys are spending time out on the town, having dinners and everything, and you're a new kid on the block.
You know, they, you know, I'm the rookie, so, you know, they give me a hard time, but it's all love. You know, everybody goes through it. You know, I love the D-line room. You know, we all, you know, click like family. So it's just, like I said, going out every day and working together and making each other stronger.
Montori, talk about you as a player, what you're going to bring to the Colts defense this year individually.
I just want to be explosive and dominant. You know, like you said, I'm big and athletic, so I just got to work on those small things so I can be a more dominant player and just go out there and have fun.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about off the field now. What does Montori Hughes like to do when he's not concentrating on football?
Lately, been sleep, you know, been busy, but I like to be around my family, you know, when I'm away, just like to be around the family and just chill. Other than that, you know, just be around the guys and the team and just hang out.
About 6 weeks from now, training camp starts in Anderson. You got a little sabbatical away from football. Some of the things you're going to get into?
Just chill with the fam, you know, and prepare and continue to work and continue to build myself as a player while we are on break. But so when we come back, I'll be ready and ready to roll.
Is it something you're going to think about over that break? It's huge for a rookie to come in, make the impact, and establish himself in that training camp. You've done well here so far. You got the 6-week sabbatical. You're heading into training camp, making your mark.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's a blessing to be here. So, you know, just working hard and, you know, keeping that mindset of staying hungry and want to be better and better each day. So that's the mindset I got.
Lastly, talk about your teammates, not just your defensive line teammates, but the other guys in the room. Obviously, Andrew Luck leading the way on offense, Reggie Wayne, Robert Mathis, Corey Redding, Antoine Bethea, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, man, you know, those guys are great guys. Andrew Luck is a great quarterback. You know, Reggie Wayne is a future Hall of Famer. So just being around those guys is awesome. You know, you growing up looking at those guys, watching them play. So just being able to be in the same locker room and being on the field with them is awesome. So you just got to take advantage and embrace it.
Rookie out of University of Tennessee, Martin. This is Montori Hughes. Folks, watch for this number 73 at Lucas Oil Stadium. He's going to make a huge difference. We're coming back with Colts Up Close right after this.
Colts Up Close continues, and it's me, JMV, and for Jeffrey Gorman. Right now, we're talking fantasy football. Jim Sorgi, former Colts quarterback and a member now of the Colts Radio Network, joins us. Yeah, I know maybe a little bit in mid-June is a little early to think about fantasy geekdom when it comes to football, but you know, it's kind of interesting. You're looking at the Colts and some guys that put up great numbers offensively a year ago. Let's start right here. There's been a change in offensive coordinator. Bruce Arians is now in Arizona. You have Pep Hamilton from Stanford that is here. How might this affect some of the overall, I'm talking fantasy football league numbers, for the Colts offensively this year?
Well, let's start at the leader of the offense. Let's start with Andrew Luck, right? He sets a record last year with 4,300 passing yards. He has 255 rush yards, 23 touchdowns passing, 5 touchdowns rushing. I expect those numbers to go down a little bit. And I think you would agree with me. Pep Hamilton's offense coming in is more of a efficiency offense, you know, a power running game with some play action involved in it. And so I expect those numbers to go down. He's still going to get his numbers. He's going to be our starting quarterback. He's going to play 16 games and play every snap. So I expect his numbers to be good. He's definitely a top 10 quarterback in this league, top 10 number-wise. But I think those numbers from last year are going to go down. What I also think will go down is 18 interceptions. I don't think he'll be as high of an interception ratio this year. I think those goes down, his numbers goes down a little bit, and his touchdowns probably stay around the same.
So do you think overall, with what you're talking about here, will Luck's numbers be better, although maybe not as large as far as passing yards would be concerned?
Yes, I think he's going to have good numbers based on what the offense needs him to do. I think the running game is going to step it up a little bit. His touchdowns are going to be about the same. His interceptions go down, but the yardage ain't going to be there. And I don't expect him to run for 255 rushers.
What about Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, two guys that were prominent a year ago?
Reggie, I don't expect him to have the same kind of year last year. T.Y. Hilton and Reggie Wayne, both think they're top 40 in fantasy receivers. I think there's going to be a lot of balls spread out on this offense. I think Darius Heyward-Bey, he can have some big numbers if he can get some down-the-field catches. But I don't think he's probably one of your top fantasy choices. Reggie, he's definitely a receiver you want to start every week in fantasy, but I don't think his numbers are going to be the same as they were last year.
Well, we're talking fantasy numbers, too, especially for the Colts. We talked about Pep Hamilton and his influence over Bruce Arians now on this team. What about the tight end position? His familiarity with Kobe Fleener, having him at Stanford in college. Kobe Fleener battled injuries a year ago. Dwayne Allen, I thought, was fantastic. How do you think that he will utilize the tight ends and the role they might play for a fantasy football
team? Well, I think we're going to be surprised. I think they're going to move the tight ends around a little bit. I think you're going to see him at fullback. I think you're going to see him spread out. I think you're going to see him in play action and in the down the field passing game in the middle of the field. I think their numbers go up. I think Kobe Fleener plays a little bit more this season. His numbers go up. But it's always that point with the dual threat position that their numbers never really get that high because they're utilizing both of them. There's not just a Tony Gonzalez. You know, you look at New England, they do it well with Gronkowski and Hernandez, but the teams that have just one solid tight end, the main guy usually has big numbers. When a team has dual tight ends, their numbers seem to be good, but not great.
You know, and the world of fantasy football is a lot different than the world of the NFL,
it is,
too. I mean, that means you go into your draft saying, okay, I'm going to flip a coin here. Is it going to be Kobe? Is it going to be Dwayne
right.
Allen? In this case, we're going to go to running backs now. Is it going to be Ahmad Bradshaw, if healthy? Is it going to be Vic Ballard? Where does Donald Brown play a role? How do you view the running backs on this Colts offense when it comes to fantasy football?
Again, I think I think it's Vic Bowden and Ahmad Bradshaw. I think they're vying for the 1 and 2. I think they're going to split reps, and that's as it should be. So, again, you don't have that one running back that's going to get you a bunch of yards, going to have 100, 125 yards a game. You might have a running back, two running backs that get you 60 yards, each with a touchdown. So, you know, I would pick one of these guys up on my fantasy team, but I probably would have another running back as like a predominant running back in on their team, like an Arian Foster. You know he's going to get the carries and guys like that because, you know, with the Colts, they just have so many guys at dual threat positions.
Any reason to believe, even at the advanced age, I'm sorry, AV, that Adam Vinatieri is not a solid selection for anybody's fantasy football league team in 2013?
No, I think you take him. I think we're going to kick some field goals. He's going to make him. He's going to give you 85% makes. The real interesting thing is, and who I would take, is the Colts defense. I think the interceptions are going to go up. I think the turnovers are going to go up. I think the sacks are going to go up. And I think they're going to be flying around and having some fun. So my pick for fantasy on the Colts right now that I think is just going to skyrocket is Colts defense.
Former Colts quarterback and current radio analyst Jim Sorgi with us once again. Hey, my thanks for Jeffrey Gorman for not being here. I know you probably enjoyed that a great deal, right?
You know, I kind of did spice things up a little
You know
bit.
What, Jeffrey? Don't mind coming back because I think we got this thing handled.
Got it covered, bro.
Jeffrey Gorman should be back next week, as will I, as will Jim Sorgi. Thanks once again for watching Colts Up Close. We'll see you next week.